It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. I'm talking with Dr. David Ross, and we're talking about some fall safety tips, because as the weather starts to change, there's a whole new set of circumstances that can wind you up in the emergency room. So we're trying to prevent that. So I think one of the big things, Dr. Ross, and tell me if you see it, is, you know, sometimes this is the first time people are starting to turn on their furnaces and their heaters, or, you know, they start using space heaters or things. So there's a whole inherent danger with fire and everything else related to that. Do you see that around this time of the year?
Uh-huh, we do. And so obviously we can see burns, and we do occasionally see that. But even more subtle and more dangerous, really, is the potential for carbon monoxide poisoning. And that's certainly possible if somebody's lighting a fire in their fireplace and they don't open the flue properly. Obviously, you're going to get the sense of smoke, so that'll warn you. But furnace problems, you know, lack of furnace maintenance, or I've even had patients, believe it or not, that have brought in charcoal grills into the home, you know, to cook or for heat, and that's a real ready source of carbon monoxide poisoning. So,
yeah, or turning, you know, sitting in the car. I mean, that's another one where you should do a car check. I mean, more I'd say in the dead of winter, right, when you're stuck someplace if your tailpipe is backed up with snow and stuff. But
yeah, we had in the late 90s, we had a huge snowstorm here in Colorado, and unfortunately, some people got trapped in their cars, and we lost people, not from, you know, snow or starvation or asphyxiation from that,
or
from
freezing,
the snow, but from carbon monoxide, because they left their cars running and they didn't ventilate the car. They didn't open the window. So, yeah, that's a very dangerous situation. And I think
so,
the other thing.
What carbon monoxide is a gas that is from combustion, right? And you can't really tell if it's around. It doesn't really smell. It's not like propane. If you smell propane heaters leaking, which I think they put something in it, an additive, so you can smell if it's propane's leaking.
But right.
There's no way to really detect it other than a detector.
Right, exactly, because it is odorless and tasteless, and unless it's in, you know, some other mix where they put an odor containing compounds that warn you that there's a leak, such as like natural gas. But I think the thing that's dangerous about this stuff is, you know, its property of being odorless and tasteless. But the other thing is that, you know, if a family or a group of people are exposed together, they may get symptoms that are mistaken for the flu. And so, you know, people will say, well, you know, we've all got the flu, it's going around. And in fact, you know, they may be exposed over time to carbon monoxide leak. So just the way it presents from a symptom standpoint is dangerous, as well as the way it doesn't have any taste or odor.
So tell everybody what are the typical symptoms that you should maybe consider?
I think the number one symptom is headache, typically in most people. Headache may be accompanied by nausea, may progress on to vomiting, you know, sort of fatigue, tiredness, that kind of thing. Those are the things that we look for in the emergency department to sort of raise a flag of possible carbon monoxide. And there's lots of other things that can do that are not carbon monoxide, and that makes it tricky. But especially if we've got three or four or five people that live together or work together in a situation and they've all got those symptoms, rather than saying, oh, you know, it's the flu going around, you know, we're concerned about the possibility of carbon monoxide, and, you know, especially if the heater's going, it's wintertime, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've also seen I was just going to say, and the fact that maybe they're all coming in at the same time with it. I mean, usually one person will get the flu, and then a couple days later, someone else will get the flu. So these nondescript symptoms that suddenly everyone in one environment comes in and says, we have all the same symptoms all at once. That's usually a red flag.
Right, it is. And again, it may just be viral, but it may be carbon monoxide. And it's important, you know, if you're a patient and you come into the emergency department, if you know that other people are sick at home, it's good to let the doctor know that. just in case. Again, it could be viral, but it, and I've seen that happen in cars. And I had a patient a few years ago who had headache, nausea, two of them, and it was in the summer, you know, when you wouldn't think they would be running the heater, but it proved out that their car had a carbon monoxide leak, you know, in from the engine compartment into the passenger cabin. And, you know, you just have to have a kind of a high level of suspicion for that.
Yeah, and I imagine if it's the summer and the windows are closed and you have the air conditioning on, then, you know, it's not really, it just keeps recirculating the carbon monoxide that's coming in from the engine.
And I think, you know, there are good detectors out there that you can buy at any, you know, home improvement store that you can put in your house, you know, that can warn you of carbon monoxide leaks. We have them in our house. And I think it's a good idea for people to have that, and they should go off if there's excessive levels of carbon monoxide. And fire departments can come and check your house for carbon monoxide, and they can also check an individual with certain types of instruments for carbon monoxide levels in their own bloodstream, and it's not a blood test.
Well, that's interesting. And then also fall is a good time for both your smoke detector and your carbon monoxide. I mean, we always talk about, right, when you set the clocks, fall back, spring ahead, yes. When you set the clocks back, that, you know, that's the campaign, is to check the batteries and everything, because this is the time that you especially need it.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a good policy to check your smoke detector batteries every 6 months or so, but certainly as we head into winter, because, again, we may be, you know, we'll be using our furnaces, we'll be using fires occasionally, you know, wood fires, if you've got a wood fireplace. So it's a good time to check that.
And then as far as fires, I mean, don't you recommend people have some safety plans in houses? You know, already in the news, like I said, it's not even as cold as it is in Colorado here in the Mid-Atlantic, but you know, already there's been several house fires in the news that have come up. So sometimes it's furnaces have residue and combust. Sometimes it's other things. So there should be plans.
Right, absolutely. Plans. To egress or get out of the house, it is really important, and doesn't take a lot. You know, I mean, you kind of have to look at the design of the house. Is there an upstairs or not? You know, where are the exits, and in some cases the windows would serve as great exits, you know, that you can get out. So, you know, people should, and again, I think your local fire department would be happy to assist you in that, you know, if you're not sure how to do that. But having an escape plan in mind, you know, for everybody in the family, depending on what part of the house they sleep in, because you're most worried about at night, I think, usually, you know, is really important.
Yeah, no, I think that's good, too. And second floor windows and stuff, they have these great little compressed kind of rope ladders on hooks that don't take up a lot of room. And if everyone's sleeping on a second floor, you can get these things and keep them someplace close to the windows. If you have dressers there, you know, in a drawer by the window or something, and then, you know, you put the hook in and it kind of unrolls, and it's most of them are pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you want to wait for the fire department, but if it's getting so bad, I would try and get out.
Right. As people get into holidays, you know, they use candles and other fire sources, as well as cigarettes and as well as the fireplace. So just be careful.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice. And to keep in mind and to practice these plans, just the way emergency rooms practice disaster plans.
Right.
It's good to practice these plans with your family. So, well, a lot of interesting, healthy tips for people to want you to stay active in the fall, but make sure you do these things safely. So I want to thank my guest, Dr. Ross, for being on. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.